Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. We are here to present you the Graceful Tavi Wiki software. My name is Michel Aymon. I'm a web juggler at Net Integration Technologies in... Sorry? Oh, lights, please. So, I'm from Net Integration Technologies in Montreal, Canada. And I will be talking to you about wikis and the current features of Graceful Tavi. This is Kelly John Rose. He is a Evil Death Ray, also from Net Integration Technologies. He will be talking to you about the future and doing a demonstration of Graceful Tavi in action. Just so you know, we are the same company that presented you yesterday, FunFS. So name to remember, Net Integration Technologies.
Testing, okay. A little plug there for Net Integration. Right now, what I'm going to do is I'm going to install on one of my servers the Graceful Tavi, just to show how quick it is. This is something, actually, I tried to get as much of this as scripted as possible so you could, an end user could take this and install it and get it and use it very, very quickly. So what I'm going to do right now is I'm going to, just to prove that I actually have the real zip off of not gzip, the real zip off of the openknit.ca website, which is where the releases for Graceful Tavi are. I'll just tar this Graceful Tavi out, and since I don't like the directory it gives me, I'm just going to rename it to CC Wiki. Okay, so I go into CC Wiki. If SSH is working. And I go into the install directory. Now, there are two programs in the install directory. There's configure and there's a create DB. Both these programs are by default not runnable, but it's easy to fix that. The first program, which you run, if you read the install.txt, will tell you, is the create DB. And what this will do is this sets up your entire database as if it was a brand new wiki. It gives you the help files, gives you the recent changes, everything. So what I'm going to do is I'm going to create a CodeCon wiki, and I actually have a database I set up specifically on my server for this. So all you hackers out there, you're about to find out all my top secret passwords. And this will create the database. Actually, I need to do one more thing here. Have to just put a... Okay, and this will automatically create the database for the Tavi, and boom, the database is created. So now I run configure, and what this will do is it'll automatically create the configuration file based on just a few questions it asks you, such as the administrator's email address, which... Right now, we'll give a.a.com, poor guy there. Then we're also just going to leave that blank. This is the host name. The database is Graceful Tavi DB. The database user, since I set up a special one for CodeCon, is CodeCon. The table prefix, which you give all these when you create the database, so you have to memorize them for a couple seconds. The name of the wiki is going to be CC Wiki because for CodeCon. That creates that. There's a whole bunch of other settings which have a bunch of defaults, which I'm just going to very quickly go through. And what this will do is, if it all goes well, which being a programmer, well, actually being quality assurance, I know is not always true, this should set up the wiki so then you guys will be able to access it at a site which I will let you know in a couple seconds here. This is Sash. Come on. Unfortunately, the SSH seems to be a touch slow right now, so we have to wait for it to respond. Keywords, /hacksway.com/CCWiki. Yeah, thanks. Okay. Okay, and that'll automatically create that. Now, I also have one other script that I have been working on, which isn't part of the standard distribution right now, but I have it just so it makes my life easier for this demonstration. So I'm cheating a little bit, but what this does is it'll set it up so you guys can see the login features easily. Now, if you go to www.leethaxor.com/ccwiki, fingers crossed, it's transferring, and there it is. In 2 minutes, the wiki is set up. If you guys want to try out, you guys can go here, you can use it. You can add comments anywhere during the presentation, it would be great. If you want to try out the login features, I set up a username called CodeCon. You just log up. And it doesn't work, so don't worry about it, but feel free to use the other features, such as, you can view the help pages, you can write on all the pages, you can leave comments on pages, such as this. Feel free to just fiddle around and have fun. Oh, that's not good. I'll have to take a look at that. But that's the wiki it's set up right now, luckily. I have another wiki I have set up for personal use that I've tested, so I know this is all working. I'd give you the domain name, but I honestly don't know what the IP address is on this computer right now. So we're going to move back to Mish, and Mish will go over the technicalities of the wiki, why it was created, the history. Back to Mish.
Okay, so what is a wiki? The word wiki comes from the Hawaiian word wiki, which means quick. It is basically a website open for editing by anybody, but some of the wikis may require a login. There is no need to know HTML to use a wiki. It provides its own simplified markup language. When you create a page, the page is actually saved with that markup language, and it is automatically converted on the fly into HTML when the page is viewed. Typical wikis include a history system, a revision control system, and a log of all the recent changes sorted by date. That allows a good way to see what pages have changed recently and since the last reading. The history of Graceful Tavi. We, at Net Integration Technologies, we start with ZWiki, but apparently it wasn't maintainable. So we wanted to switch to WikiTiki Tavi, but since it was missing a lot of the cool features we liked of ZWiki, we implemented them. And then, because we knew the code so well, then we started adding our own stuff, like new cool formatting syntax, more search features, and many cool things you'll see later during this presentation. Graceful Tavi was released to the open source during that process. It is used by everyone at NIT R&D. This is roughly 25 people with over 1,000 pages, and it has even more users and pages on other wikis using Graceful Tavi. Graceful Tavi is a fork of WikiTiki Tavi. We added cool features like the hierarchy system, highly inspired from Zope. We added more search features, a plugin system, and some Easter eggs. And one of the base concepts of a wiki is to allow people to communicate. Communication is content. You don't have to bother with how the tool works. So Graceful Tavi was developed with that in mind, that users that don't have any technical knowledge will use it really, really easily. One of the first cool features of Graceful Tavi, it is easy to install. As you saw in the demonstration of Kelly, it's just a matter of downloading the file, untar it, and answer a few questions, and you're up and running. Well, we still need some technical knowledge to install Graceful Tavi, but this is something we are working on.
We're trying to trying to remove that entirely.
We're trying to remove that entirely. The next cool feature of Graceful Tevye is the simple formatting syntax. A lot of the formatting syntax or converting the formatting syntax relies a lot on regular expressions. Each formatting syntax has its own parsing function, and a lot of them relies on actually are only one regular expressions, but some require more processing. Basically, the parsing is done line by line, so every line is sent to every parsing function one at a time and always in the same order. That way, we have more control over which parsing function is used before another. During that process, every transformation is converted into a temporary token that is later converted into HTML for viewing in the web browser. The downside of the line-by-line method is that syntax elements that spans on over multiple lines are more difficult to handle. But this is something we do quite easily, in fact, so it's not a big of a hassle. One of the base concepts of a wiki is the way to link from one page to the other. Pages are named with a mixed case rule, which is a combination of uppercase and lowercase characters. So it has to start with a capital letter, followed by at least one lowercase letter, and then at least one capital letter. Those words are automatically transformed into a link. So those two here, CodeCon or Graceful Tevye, spelled exactly like this, will be transformed automatically into a link to that page in their wiki. When a page doesn't follow the mixed case rule, the link has to be put between brackets like this. Links like those three are, when the page exists, point to that page, but when the page doesn't exist, are actually a way to create that page. For links outside the wiki, simply type the URL, and here you go, you have a link to that to that page. The label of the link will be the URL itself. For URLs that are too long, you simply have to put it between brackets. So you open bracket, the URL, space, and then the label, and close bracket. This will display only the label, but will link to the page. This is quite useful for URLs with lots of parameters, which is bad. A lot of, like I said before, a lot of parsing functions rely only on one regular expressions. Those are good examples of parsing functions that do simple things. So if you go underscore something underscore, this will become underline. A single star will be emphasis, which is ends up being italic in most of the browsers. The double stars will be put inside a span HTML tag using a background color. Could be anything, actually. It is CSS. Stuff between backticks will be put inside the HTML tag code. And triple backticks will disable completely the parsing. It can be useful for last name, including mixed case rule characters. And the headers, this is the way to use the H header in the HTML. So to produce H1, you go equal sign something equal sign. This will produce H1. Two equal signs before and after the text will be H2, and so forth. Those are the formatting syntax that require more processing. They, like we'll see, they span over multiple lines. Consecutive new lines will be treated as is. One new line will stay one new line and end up being a space in the browser. But two or more consecutive new lines will be transformed into a P, so it will create a paragraph. So we don't automatically convert new lines into BRs, which would be bad. So to have a BR in Graceful Tevye, actually, we simply have to type BR. The HTML pre-tag, when a Graceful Tevye encounters the open pre-tag, it will take everything after that on multiple lines until the closed pre-tag and put that into a token. So that text will never be parsed by the other parsing functions. For that to work well, the pre-parsing function has to be put in the first function that will be used in the line-by-line parsing. Indents, which is the OLRUL HTML tag, the characters for that is the star, a dash, or a number followed by a dot. Those three characters will trigger the indents, So this will basically create the appropriate HTML tag to use indentations, which is, like I said, UL or OL, depending on the star, and the dash will be unordered, and numbers will be ordered. The amount of the number of space before those characters will determine the indentation. Tables can be easily created with double pipes. So if you go double pipe something, double pipe, this will be the first cell, and then you type some. You keep going on the same line, and again double pipes. This will close the second cell, and then something else, and then again double pipes, and this will create a row with three cells. Then you go on the following line. You go again with double pipes something until you close the third cell. This will create a table with the same amount of columns on each line. So there's no way actually to have control over spans, column spans or row spans, or the border line, or the cell spacing and cell padding. But this is something we could add in the future. The next cool features of GraceFulTavi is the page parenting. Let's say on the page A you have a link to page B. Then page A is a backlink to page B and thus can be set as a parent. This is the hierarchy or the parenting system we have in GraceFulTavi. So as you can guess, pages are linked together, and this, even though this information is usually displayed as a hierarchy, it is in fact a network of nodes, a graph in fact. On each page, there's a little tree displaying the page and to the root page of the wiki. This process is recursive. It starts from the page itself and goes on in the hierarchy, until it reaches either the root page of the wiki, the page itself, or a page without a parent. Those nodes that it will encounter will be put into strings with a special delimiter character, and then all those strings will be merged together in a single array, ready to be displayed with nice little graphics. You'll see more about that in the GraceFulTavi in action demonstration later. There is also on top of every pages a link to see the entire network of actually the entire branch of pages starting from the root page. And this page uses the same process, except that it starts from every page without children, and it goes up following the same rules. In that process, singletons, lost branches, and cycles are detected and are displayed independently from the main branch. The next cool feature of GraceFulTavi is the diff functionality. Due to the highly dynamic nature of a wiki, it changes a lot within a single day. We absolutely need a way to see what page changed since the last time, or even in a page somebody changed himself. It's really useful to have a way to see what was modified. So GraceFulTavi provides a diff coupled with a history system that allows us to have full control over what have changed on the pages. We used to use a external diff functions called between backticks, but as most of you probably know, this is really evil. So talking about evilness, Kelly and his horde of minions recently provided us a PHP diff function taken from, actually this is a GPL diff function written entirely in PHP. So we now don't use backticks in GraceFulTavi. The next cool feature of GraceFulTavi is the searching features. So in a page, when searching for in GraceFulTavi, it first tried to find one page. It will try first by a case-sensitive match of the exact string with a page name. If it fails, it will try insensitive. And if it still fails, it will try to find a page beginning with the text. And after that step, this is all in case-insensitive mode. And if it still doesn't find a page, it will try to find a page that sounds like the text that was typed, and this uses the PHP metaphone function. And if it still fails to find something, then it will go into full text search and will try to find a page in the, within the last version of every page that contains the text that was typed. There are three exceptions to the full text search. If you put an exclamation mark in front of the text, it will go directly into full text mode. So if you want to search for a string that is actually a page name, then it's really useful to put an exclamation mark. Then you will avoid going to that page directly instead of having a list. If you type words with text with the words and one or many times, Graceful Tevi would take all those words and do searches for each of them, and then we'll do an intersection of the results and show the result list of those ends. If on a page that has children, they're under the search box, there's a little checkbox you can enable to search only within the children of that page. So that uses the same process. It will do a full text search of the string and then return an intersection of the results and the children of that page. And last but not least, the search functions of Graceful Tevi were not good enough for us, so we added our own Google-style page ranking system. Basically, the page ranking is the more a page is linked, the higher the rank it gets. And the higher a page, the higher rank a page has, the higher it will provide to a page it links. So, as you can guess, this cannot be calculated in a single iteration. What we do, we have an external program that goes every hour or so and goes over all the pages and calculate the page ranks of all the pages. This takes several iterations, and once the page ranks of all the pages don't change too much, we consider the page ranking to be stable, and this is what we use in the searches. So the search results are sorted by page ranking, and page names, including the text that was searched, are given a boost, page ranking boost, so they appear at first in the list. The next cool feature of Graceful Tevi is the advanced macro system. It is a really easy way to add features to Graceful Tevi without touching the core of the wiki. This is the skeleton of a macro, so it's a simple class with the macro underscore and the macro name, which is foo for my example. And you have to have at least one parse file method with that receives arguments sent to the macro when calling it, and the page name on which the macro was called. Then inside that method, you can have as much fun as you want, and it has to return the results of the macro. Kelly will be writing a basic macro for you during the Graceful Tevi in action.
Running.
So calling macro is basically double bracket. You type the macro name, which is bar for my example, and then the arguments followed by double brackets closing. Various useful macros we have at Net Integration Technologies are the recent changes. So like I talked before, this is a page where you see a log of all the pages that changed recently, sorted by date, and it adds little icons for pages that were changed a lot of times during a short period, or newly created pages. The Schedulator is another powerful macro we added to link our wiki to our bugs database. You have no idea how much it increased our productivity and precision over our release dates. It is incredible. You have no idea.
And I will show a text example of that macro later.
He will show text examples of that macro later. The table of content is a way to use the headers with the equal signs. So it goes over the page content and detect all the headers and will create a little table of content with anchors on the page. So usually you would put the table of content at the top of the page, and those anchors will link you inside the same page. And, well, we want to be fancy. We added a little button that can allow us to close or expand or collapse the table of content with CSS properties. And last but not least, the Easter eggs of Graceful Tevi. The one we want to present to you today is the annoying quote. If you create a page named annoying quote, Graceful Tevi will take the last paragraph of that page and will display it at the top of every pages. Then, the next time one of your coworkers says something funny or weird, take what he or she said, rip it out of context as much as possible, and put it on the knowing quote page. You have no idea how much fun we have with that at Net Integration Technologies. Here are some examples of annoying quotes. This one is pretty famous.
Meg <here. My laughs> is actually right there.
And this is Dave, he's here also. So you have a little idea of the craziness that goes at Net Integration Technologies. So I'll leave the voice to Mr. Kelly.
Okay, I joined in the Graceful Tavi after being in Net Integration for a couple months and seeing them use it for the internal network. So I saw a lot of potential for this. So I basically tried to get it to release. And we finally got out the release, and now this I'm going to go over what the future plans are for Graceful Tavi. Currently, this is a big idea that has come out, and we're going to work really hard on this one, is we have no user or group permissions on a page. So everything is complete and total free for all, which is great, but sometimes you want to have parts of a page that you want to read, and sometimes you want to have parts of a page that lock down. So we wanted to come up with a way of expanding Graceful Tavi without removing the ease of being able to just comment on any page or write in any page. And we came up with having different types of each page that's created. A public type, a group type for each group, and a user type. We're working on this right now. What it will do is you can create for yourself a user type which only you will see, and for groups that you are in, you can create a type which only people in that group will see, and then the public will just be the same free-for-all as always, which, you know, is basically the spirit of the Graceful Tavi. As well, we're going to add user write permissions, but we haven't quite come up with a good way of doing this because we don't want to take away somebody's right to write in the Tavi, because by essence, that is what makes a wiki really good. Other things for the future. Right now, we've got sort of a complicated mess of HTML 4.0 and CSS. It's very interesting. It works in every browser, but I want to standardize the CSS and the X8 to CSS 2.1 for design, mostly because then Graceful Tavi will have the additional element of people will be able to completely change the page just by changing the CSS. That's the biggest reason. We want to standardize to XHTML 1.0, mostly because it's kind of cool to standardize to XHTML 1.0, and it's standardized. So hopefully if everybody, and you know, looking angrily at Microsoft, decides to move to the standards, this will be the best way to go. CSS Zen Garden is actually a very good example of why you should use CSS. Very beautiful, beautiful sites. We also want to work on a new configuration page, an easier install. The install is good. I want it to be better. And right now, after the install, you have to go into the files to configure stuff. You have to VI the files and edit them if you want to change settings later on. So what we want to do is we want to make the configuration page so it's even easier for an end user to set this up, and therefore more users will be interested in using this. Authentication is actually very much on my heart right now. The authentication is good. If you follow the install.txt to the T, you can set it up so it has very good, solid, clean authentication. I want it to be better, and that's what I'm going to work on after all these other things are done. Also, the macro plugin system was an idea by me, where I'm a programmer, but I'm lazy. And I don't like to have to go in code and fiddle around. So I came up with the macro system so I could just build a macro completely separate from the Tavi, throw it in there, and it'll work. You just throw it in a directory, and I'll show you how easy it is just to throw something in the directory and have it all of a sudden there. And what I want is I want to use the macro system as a method to expand Graceful Tavi and have Graceful Tavi have far more uses. Already I have programmed a finance macro, which I'm planning on releasing on Elite Hacks or my website within the next month. And a dance macro, which I will show you today. Also, I'm up for any other ideas. I've heard some great
great ideas over the last couple of days for Graceful Tabby. And if you have any ideas, feel free to email me at the email address at the end or come up to me afterwards. I would love to hear them and see, as Mish so politely put, see if I can get my minions to program me some code. I'm going to switch mics. Now I'm going to move on to a demonstration of the wiki. Different features which are interesting. This is the open.net.ca site. We'll just move away from that for now. Here's a wiki that I set up on this local box last night so I could do demonstrations and show you. One of the best things about the wiki is the fact that right now, if you're a user who has login capabilities, you can edit any of the pages. And as soon as you edit it, you can, you want to add a link to a page about, like, this is a link. No, I can't. Sorry. This is a link. It just says that. Using the WikiWord functionality, it adds it to the page. I click on it. All of a sudden, I'm able to create another page, which I can use to share information with people, share all sorts of interesting things. After I create the page, just so you can see the parenting, in the upper right-hand corner, you can see that it's already parented directly to the page above it. Now, let's say I didn't think this was the parent. Well, if I go to the This is a Link page and click on here, and there's another page somewhere in the wiki that links to This is a Link, I can choose which parent is the correct parent. So, for example, I'm going to go to the Funky WikiWord page and add a This is a link to this page. Okay? Now, automatically, this is also a show of the comment feature. You can easily add comments, which in the development was we find very useful to let each other know what we think. You can click on this, and it goes to This is a Link. And you notice in the upper right-hand corner, it still has the original parent. Well, I'm going to go, no, that's not the original parent. I want Funky WikiWord to be the original parent. So I reparent it. And there you go. Funky WikiWord's the original parent. Now, I'm going to go, no, this is not right. I want them both to be the original parent. So I reparent it with both. And you can see, all of a sudden, it's parented under both the CC Wiki and the Funky WikiWord, which is a neat feature. There's also, if you every once in a while, a page will just, the link will be deleted, or people just won't even remember it. You can go to that upper left-hand link, and it gives you a list of all the links on the page. You can see the links that are singletons, lost branches, and cycles, which means a lost branch is more than one level of links that aren't connected to the main level, which in this case is CC Wiki, and a singleton is a one link by itself. And on this page, you can see actually an example of my dance macro, which is a quick little macro I wrote because I was bored, where I could easily add all these little dancing characters to my page just by doing the macro syntax. And, if I don't like Kirby's, I can add Russians or, I don't know, a whole bunch of different macros. So you can see now there's a little dancing Russian on the second one there. So that shows you basically, like, this macro took me maybe 10 minutes to do, and all I had to do was copy it into a directory, and it was automatically my wiki. The software itself detects what's in this directory and determines whether or not it's a plugin, and then adds it. The other thing I want to show you is the schedulator, which, is this clear? Okay, 5 minutes? Okay, cool. Okay, I'm going to just use a different eggshell then, because it's easier for me to increase the font size. What this is here is we're SSH'd right now into Nitty's internal wiki. And there we have a copy of it's disconnected now. We were SSH'd. And what's there is an internal copy of the wiki. And the reason I did this is because the schedulator links into our FogBugs database. There we go. Cheerio. There we go. Oh, no, that didn't work. View, where is it here? Settings, font, Huge.
Can you read it now? Excellent. Okay, so what I'm going to do is I'm just going to sign in here. Another thing that I kind of like Graceful Tabby for is the fact that it's actually quite friendly to text-based browsers. So what you see in the text-based browser with W3M is actually readable and sensible. So I'll just W3M to the wiki here. This is the internal wiki we use in at Nitty. So you can see actually how used it is too. Like everybody uses it. And you can even see there's the annoying quote we were telling you about. This is the latest one somebody posted up. I'm not quite sure what they were getting at there, but now I'll just go to Mish's schedulator. See, I'm a evil death ray, so I have no need for bug bounces because I'm the one who pushes them back. Evil death ray, for just so everybody knows, is the quality assurance. Makes sense. So it's contacting, and there's Mish's schedule. And on his schedule, you can see it calls the bug database, posts the bug numbers on the left, gives the detail, and then he can schedule the original time, his time, and how much he has left. And then we can use this. It takes all of this data and can determine when the next bug bounce should be, how it should be, and everything. So that's the example of that. I'm going to open up the floor for questions. If anybody has any questions, feel free to ask.
What license is it licensed under? There are a number of other PHP wikis.
It's GPL.
Okay. I'm just curious because a lot of the other PHP wikis that are out there are BSD or artistic license.
It's definitely GPL because it's of just we decided to use GPL. Okay.
Well, one of the ones you should definitely look at is called WakaWiki, and one of the things that they do is they make everything, including the text formatting. Mm-hmm. Stuff and all of the different rules, all of those are plugins too.
Oh, that would be. Actually, feel free to email me the wiki. I love looking at other wikis and sort of stealing their ideas so we can make ours better. So feel free to email that to me.
Do you plan to implement transclusion and purple numbers at some point in the future? Is that an interesting feature to you?
Are you planning transclusion?
But in purple numbers, you assign a unique. You know about those?
Sorry, I missed your question.
Purple numbers and transclusion. With purple numbers, each segment of text gets a unique identifying number that you can use to automatically include it somewhere else, so that when you edit that text, it like a paragraph maybe out of one page. I don't know if you'd seen that or not.
I've looked at purple numbers and stuff, and basically what I'm trying to do for Graceful Tavi is make this simple as possible for the end users, and I felt purple numbers added complexity, which didn't really help out the end users. It's good for people who are more used to it, but I was trying to keep the complexity level as low as possible. So I just want to make sure you can see anything to that. Any other questions or comments?
Will this run on IIS?
In pure theory, yes. I have it installed on my laptop at home, which has Windows on it. So it just needs PHP and MySQL to run. It doesn't use any Apache specific. Well, it uses the Apache logging commands to handle authentication, but that's something we're working on handling.
You had mentioned that this was a fork. I was wondering if I'm just curious about the social aspects of that. Was it a nasty fork, or why fork rather than continue and expand?
Why did we fork? What?
So I've been studying wikis for a while, and there's a lot of differences between what you're doing and the wiki tab.
Yeah,
so.
Well, that was the biggest reason we forked is because by forking, we have the ability to sort of go more on our own path.
The WikiTavi wouldn't want a lot of this stuff. So I want to encourage you to look at the there's a wiki called Meatball Wiki.
Okay.
It's a gross wiki. It's an old one and whatever. But it seems to be a pretty good community of wiki developers who are beginning to exchange good ideas and practice and experience. And they also argue a bit, too. But there's a lot of things that when I saw your wiki that I felt that you weren't part of the larger wiki community. And I'm not saying don't fork. I like your fork, and I like where you're going with it. But I encourage you that to look at some of these other things. And Meatball's so far been the best place I've found so far.
Okay.
Okay, well, if there aren't any more questions...
Have I looked at MediaWiki? I have dealt with Wikipedia. I haven't looked at the MediaWiki in detail. Like I said, I'm always willing to look at other wikis and sort of steal their best ideas, and I will look more in detail.
Yeah, I heard about standards emerging for wikis, and I was wondering if you're following the new emerging standards or.
I'm trying to get this wiki as standardized as possible, to be perfectly honest. Like, me and Mish have worked quite hard to apply standards. Mish believes as much as me in CSS and XHTML, making sure that everything is properly standardized. I have heard of standards applying to wikis, though, but I've gotten a couple of conflicting documents, and until I can sort it all out myself, I can't really apply anything until, the standard is there.
Okay. Thank you.
Thank you.